with stones, rickety-tickety-tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin. Occasional pieces of skin. She had nothing to do, sing rickety-tickety-tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in. Invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, sing rickety-tickety-tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety-tickety-tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin.
Stay tuned.
You should never
Smoke have relaxing and easy is coming up next. 88.3
PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
be the blessings, and so short will be the time I'll stay with you.
Anita Kerr Singers on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'll Play For You. That was a Seals and Crofts tune at Once Upon a Time. And Botticelli before that with I Won't Last a Day Without You. Hi, I'm Eric O'Brien. I won't last a day without you because you listen to this show, whether it's on Tube City Online Radio or WRCT Pittsburgh. Good to be with you. And obviously, it is now time to talk about the holidays of the days that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should celebrate because they're there to be celebrated. Starting with March 13th, which is the second Friday the 13th this year, and I believe there's one more. Can't remember when it is, but of course it was last month too, in February. But March 13th this year is National Good Samaritan Day, a reminder that small acts of kindness still matter. It's also National Jewel Day, a sparkling day to appreciate gems and jewelry. It is National Canine Veterans Day, honoring the service of military and working dogs. It's the 13th. The 14th is Pi Day, of course, celebrating the mathematical constant 3.14, 5926 or something like that, and it goes on infinitely. It gives everybody an excuse to eat pie. So you can celebrate PI, but you can eat with PIE. It's also National Potato Chip Day. Don't know why, but why not? It's also International Ask a Question Day. So why is it International Question Day? Encouraging curiosity and learning, I guess. March 15th, of course, is the Ides of March, the historic date remembered for the assassination of Julius Caesar. It's National Peanut Lovers Day, celebrating peanuts, just like you celebrated with the potato chip the day before. It's also World Consumer Rights Day, widely observed in the U.S. because we stand for our consumers, focusing on consumer protection and fairness. March 16th is National Artichoke Hearts Day, a tribute to the tender center of the artichoke. Freedom of Information Day, promoting transparency and open government, and National Panda Day, celebrating one of the world's most beloved black and white animals. It's all there in black and white, right? And red all over. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, Irish Pride, parades, and abundance of green. Some people wear orange. National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day, appropriately so. It's also Submarine Day, not because of the sandwich, but because of the first modern U.S. Navy submarine, the launch thereof. Yeah, March 18th is National Sloppy Joe Day. It's a messy sandwich that refuses to apologize for its mess. It's Awkward Moments Day, a humorous nod to life's cringeworthy moments. And National Biodiesel Day highlights renewable fuel and sustainability. Then finally, on March 19th, it's National Let's Laugh Day, encouraging laughter for better health and happiness. National Poultry Day, celebrating chicken, turkey, and other feathered favorites. Maybe even the turducken, right? Yeah, what is it? The duck with the turkey inside the chicken or something like that. Well, anyhow, it's three layers of meat. And then finally, it's Certified Nurses Day, recognizing the dedication and expertise of certified nurses. And if you're uncertified, well, you don't get any recognition, I guess. Those are the holidays of the day that you needed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate. And there you have it. Here's John Fox and the orchestra, Yesterday Once More, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
like spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Relaxing and Easy with Lex de Acevedo there, if not for you, originally done by Olivia Newton-John. Before that, the Oscar Peterson Trio with The Singers Unlimited and the theme from Sesame Street. Frank Chaxfield with Money, 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 done by ABBA. And John Fox and his orchestra with Yesterday Once More. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. And we have a twofer here with Mason Williams, starting with Katie Did's Diddy and moving into Greensleeves. It just works out that way. It works out very well.
Thank you.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Paul Marriott on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Stevie Wonder's hit Part-Time Lover. Before that, we had Frank Purcell with Bahia and Al Hurt in there with Cotton Candy. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Boise, Idaho. I bet you can guess what this is about. Serial Guinness World Record holder David Rush added another unusual achievement to his lengthy resume by catching a tennis ball thrown from nearly 200 feet away, which sounds easy, but it was behind his back. He's known for setting hundreds of quirky world records to promote STEM education. He stood with his back turned while his partner launched the ball from a measured distance. After several attempts, Rush successfully snagged the ball in midair without seeing it coming. Officials confirmed the distance at 199 feet, a mark that qualified for a Guinness World Record in the unusual catching category. Rush said the challenge required careful timing and a bit of luck. He added that the attempt also demonstrated the importance of practice and persistence. Spectators described the moment as half athletic skill, half blind faith, but Rush simply called it another fun science lesson. Portland, Oregon. A homeowner there received an unexpected visitor when a raccoon managed to climb through a cat door and make itself comfortable in the kitchen pantry. The resident said she heard rustling noises during the night and assumed her cat had discovered the snack stash. Instead, she found a raccoon sitting upright beside a bag of cereal and calmly eating marshmallows from a box. Yeah, just cool and comfortable. Animal control officers arrived to escort the masked intruder outside without incident. Officials said raccoons are opportunistic feeders and often enter homes through pet doors, thusly why you shouldn't have them. The homeowner later joked that the raccoon appeared to have excellent taste in sugary breakfast foods. She has since installed a lock on the cat door to prevent future midnight snack raids. And finally, just up the street in Cleveland, Ohio, staff at an animal shelter said a runaway goat caused a brief traffic slowdown after escaping from its owner and wandering into a busy intersection. Witnesses reported the goat trotting confidently along the sidewalk before attempting to cross the multi-lane road during the morning commute. Police officers temporarily halted traffic while animal control workers coaxed the animal to safety using a bucket of feed. The goat was returned unharmed to its nearby home. Officers said the animal appeared completely unfazed by its brief brush with rush hour traffic. One motorist commented that the goat looked like it had an appointment downtown. Meanwhile, authorities reminded residents to check fencing when keeping livestock within city limits. Why would they want to? Those are the headlines for this hour. More coming up next hour. Here's Ronnie Aldridge. On Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
Relaxing and Easy. Frank Chaxfield there with Even Now. That's a Barry Manilow tune. Before that, the Baja Marimba Band with Coming in the Back Door. Yeah, those are the best guests. Ray Conniff, I Like to Teach the World to Sing. Sid Dale with Lead Me On. And Ronnie Aldridge with I Love a Rainy Night. We have to synchronize our clocks here and time here for top of the hour. So we start with this.
Once was a time I thought that love could be so evolved and everything fell in place for me.
Right.
The fashion of passion that fashioned with caution because of the notion the potion of passion had never been passed to me.
I see.
But since it was sunny and sunny, I went for a stroll. But peanuts and pigeons and people put me in a hole. A blessing refreshing and you did unfold. Dispelling, depressing, distressing salt from my soul. Once was a time I thought that love could be sold or bought and everything fell in place for me. The fashion of passion I fashion with caution because of the notion the potion of passion had never been passed to me. But now with you by my side I find that I feel so satisfied.
What happened?
Somebody must have lied to me.
Oh dear. My goodness, that was the Mamas and the Papas there with Once Was the Time I Thought. Here's Bernard Ebbinghaus and My Guy on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Kramer takes us up to the top of the hour out on a limb. Oh, my goodness. Stay tuned for hour number two, won't you? I'll get my mouth fixed in the meantime.
is a production of PBRTV.com.